I just said great shows, which is great. Like, that's, oh, good Lord.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast.
Sapnin!
Sapnin!
You are listening to episode 162 of Sapnin Podcast with myself, Sean Smith, and as ever, I am always, always joined by my good friend, Morgan Richards.
Yes, it's me, Morgan Richards. You can't get enough of me. It's the last day of 2021, and you know how, like, fireworks always start the new year off of a bang?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not really good at rocket displays, and I was going to make a pun, but I haven't got a flair for it.
Oh, are we going to do this for another year?
It could be worse. I once knew someone who got done for stealing a calendar. They got 12 months.
What's going on? What? With it? Just checking. I couldn't smell toast then. I thought I was having a stroke. What? So anyway, forget everything you just said. I'm sorry about that. Welcome to episode 162 of Sapnin Podcast. He's thrown me off so badly. So basically, we're going to have a look back at things we've enjoyed in this year.
Yeah, so basically, to end 2021, we thought we'd try something a little different. As this week's episode falls on December 31st, I had a brainstorm, pitch an idea to Sean, and we decided to do something that could help everyone relax, have a laugh, and a bit of easy listening after the shit show of a year it's been for many people, and the fact we've had a lot of intense conversations with some outrageous guests on the podcast as of late. So on this episode, we're going to celebrate the positive elements of the last 12 months by highlighting a collection of our favourite records and releases, personal surreal moments, and just some random ass experiences that we've endured in our lives and in the world of Sapnin. Trust me when I say we've been very busy behind the scenes lately, already recording a bunch of even more incredible guests ready for you in 2022, and thought this would be a nice palate cleanser before we go even harder in the months to come. But as you've probably guessed, when it comes to us, we always have a few surprises up our sleeves. And throughout, we're going to be joined by a bunch of mystery guests. Sharing their top albums, yeah, among other things for 2021. And Sean, they are so mysterious, we're not even 100% sure who they might be.
That's a fucking great way of letting everybody know. Oh, we throw the net out really wide to see who wants to get involved. Let's see who turns up. Because I am, hey, might just be me and you doing different voices. Oh, here's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Here's Arnold Schwarzenegger with his favourite album of the year. Arnold, what did you like?
To be honest with you, I was quite a fan of the Limp Bizkit album.
Thank you very much, Arnold Schwarzenegger. That was Arnold Schwarzenegger there, ladies and gentlemen. I wasn't expecting that.
No one was expecting that.
Yeah. Mental.
Before we start, Sean, though, be honest with me. Are you prepared for this whatsoever?
Yes, barely.
Ooh.
I am, yes. yeah, you told me my top five albums, and then I've just spent the last hour wondering if I'd listened to five albums, and then if I have, what albums they were. So, but no, I've listened to loads of albums this year, and yeah, I've managed to whittle it down to five, but we've also got special mentions for people as well, because there's fucking so many great artists making fantastic music at the moment. There's loads of people we didn't want to miss out. So before we get into it, I think we should just talk about how 2021 has been. As much as it's been absolutely fucking awful and miserable in some parts, there have been some unbelievable highlights for us. Personally, I'd say Brandon Boyd from Incubus was a big one for me.
Yeah, I mean, none of us expected Brandon Boyd to grace us with his presence on this podcast, but there's been a lot of really deep conversations I've really, really enjoyed and proud of that we've done in 2021. I mean, you just got to think of people like Electric Century getting time with Mikey and David to talk about everything. You know, we've had people from the booker of Download Festival, Andy Coppin, to Matt from Funeral for a Friend. God, we talked to Dave Lombardo from Slayer.
I still laugh about that all the time. Yeah, he's in fucking loads of other brilliant bands as well. So yeah, Dead Cross, the Satanic Temple band, and that's awesome. But yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, and then for me, there's people obviously like Matt Willis from Busted, and then getting to do Adam Lazara from Taking Back Sunday, especially for episode 152. And I was really, really proud and kind of not shocked, but just impressed of all the amazing messages we had on behalf of Death of Honor and their fan base, having James come on to celebrate the 10th year anniversary of their record, Fools and Worthless Liars. And it was just nice that even though that they'd been away for a while and very quiet this year, he wanted to take the time out to celebrate that album with us as an exclusive. And a lot of their fans jumped on and really appreciated that and what was being said. So we've had 2021 in this grand scheme of things for us, I feel, is being very, very well. Obviously we were nominated for a Heavy Music Award. We got to go to many festivals when they reopened and just had really nice experiences.
What's happening? This is Jamie from Bullet for my Valentine, and I'm going to give you my top three moments of 2021. First up for me would have to be the return of live music and headlining the test event at Download Festival back in June. Really special day for myself and for others, being there with friends and family, just enjoying life, celebrating live music once again, and just having a good time. Second favourite moment would have to be releasing our self-titled album, Bullet for My Valentine. It wasn't easy writing through a pandemic, but we got through it. And listening to the final product afterwards, we were super proud of what we'd done. Personally, I think it's the heaviest album Bullet has ever written. And I think it was the perfect time for it to come out. So yeah, we're super proud, super excited. And yes, one of my favorite moments of 2021. And last but not least is appearing on the one and only Sapling podcast with Sean and Morgan. Cheers for having me on, lads. It was a blast. Great talking to you. I wish you all the best for 2022. I'm looking forward to hearing what you got coming up. All the best, motherfuckers.
You're listening to Sapling podcast. Yeah, we got to go to the Download Live pilot thing. That was the first one, I believe. That was the first of the festivals that we got to attend. And yeah, that was strange after the previous year, I guess, that we had before with the virus and stuff. But yeah, it was amazing to be invited to that.
So here's a question for you then. Obviously, you know, we were stuck in the house for such a long time in 2020, and you know, the dynamics of the podcast changed so much from us having to do it over the internet, and you know, all the first 73 episodes, was it, that were all recorded live in the flesh with people. And since it's been a mixture when things have opened up. But like, do you think it's made you, I know it has for me, but do you think it's made you appreciate getting to do podcasts in the flesh more and go into these festivals and seeing a different side of it, especially when we're there covering things?
Very much so. they're always, always better in person, I think. Because the guests, if they don't know us personally, kind of get the vibe a bit more than they do in the 2D Zoom world that we're currently recording in. But yeah, it's mad. And like, it had been so long since the middle of 2020 to the middle of 2021 when we got to go to the download pilot that I'd forgotten how to socially interact, which is strange. I completely forgot that when you go to some festivals like that and you're backstage, you are going to see people who you know don't like you, but are going to be nice to your face.
Yeah.
So I forgot about the old schmoozing thing. Literally, I remember telling you just as we got in, going, oh, fuck. I just realized I've got to fucking pretend to be nice to people I know absolutely downright hate me.
I know that. I've experienced that.
But what an experience it was, though, when we finally got in and got there and we saw people like Death Blooms opening up Download Festival, reverse headliners as I call them, and yeah, just to watch bands like that, Hold It, Absence, Creeper, Enter Shikari, While She Sleeps were amazing on that stage, and also for some reason Elvana played.
but just everything like that, I think you know, that if I was to put a highlight for 2021, I think it would be the week or the few days we had in London and then going to Slam Dunk when we were nominated for the Heavy Music Awards, and that night in particular was such a nice experience. I mean, obviously we didn't win, boo, but just being nominated for something like that and being in that experience for me was I don't use the word proud a lot, but I was very chuffed just that whole thing. And then Slam Dunk was was an awesome few days, and we got to speak to some great, great, great bands, and got to watch McFly and Funeral for a Friend, and we had the In Crowd, and just had a really nice time. And that was a weekend that turned out changing for me in my personal life as well. But it's been good. It's been good.
Good. I'm glad that you are staying positive and have positive thoughts about this year.
Someone has to.
Yeah, well, one of us literally has to. But no, there has been some fucking great music this year. I got to go to some great shows as well this year, which was fantastic. I saw Sleep Talker not long ago. Skindred were great at Slam Dunk, as always. While She Sleeps were great there. And then, sadly, over the last couple of weeks, with the latest version of the virus kicking everybody's asses, it's been sad to see loads of people's tours slowly disintegrate like a flan in a cupboard.
Yeah, it's been a mixture of emotions for music. But as I said, let's keep to the positives. And there has been a lot of great releases. So with that being said, I think we should get in to our top 10 albums of 2021. And we'll come back to some other things as well. Maybe we'll share some New Year's resolutions. Maybe we'll share some other moments. So we'll see what happens. But just to give you the download on the rules for this, basically, we've compiled a list separately of our top 5 albums each. So this is our top 10 albums of Sapnin Podcast. And I think what's going to be interesting is, even though we do this together, our music taste isn't always in sync. And I don't mean Justin Timberlake and the gang, but obviously we appreciate the majority of each other's taste. But I guess these two lists are going to be a little bit different. So it's going to be interesting. We might argue. We might say some ridiculous sentences. We might fall apart completely. Who knows? Who knows? But before we go into our top albums, quick disclaimer. Just to make it apparent, right? We're not saying that these are the best albums of 2021. We're not discarding any other hard work or massive success or genre-changing records that you might think, why haven't they mentioned these? This is just our own personal taste, the ones that we think are our favourites, ones we've enjoyed the most, made connection with, has helped us through some tough times, and would probably recommend to a friend, all that kind of stuff. So it's just a bit of fun. Yes, we've talked a lot about singles and EPs on this to guests before, so we will do shout outs and honorable mentions as we go on, but it isn't gospel. We're just two music loving idiots with a lot of feeling. So with that being said, Sean, could you please give me your first album you would like to talk about, number 5 in your list. Who is it and why?
Thank you, Morgan. I appreciate you having to do all that politicking then, where you have to explain that these are just our opinions and not facts or anything like that. But yes, number 5 in my top 5 albums of 2021 is, drum roll please. Oh, no drum roll. All right, fair enough.
I did one.
I wish it wasn't. Number 5 for me is Spirit Box with Eternal Blue.
Ooh.
Oh, crushing. Crushing. Beautiful. It's equal measures beautiful and crushing, really. Courtney's voice is fucking incroyable, which is French for really, really good, I believe. All round, musically, I just really, really enjoyed this album. And she was a fantastic guest when we had her on as well, which makes me like the band more. What I have fun doing this podcast is, even if I'm not like a massive fan of the band, as soon as we have a conversation with someone, I'm then like, oh yeah, oh, I like you even more. But yeah, I liked everything Courtney had done previously anyway, but this was fucking top notch. So well done. Number 5 for me, Spirit Box, Eternal Blue.
It's been nice to see them get so much like positivity and just
love.
Yeah, just love online, especially the last 12 months. I mean, Yellow Jacket with Sam Carter is just insanely good song. But all that album from start to finish is brutal. So I completely agree with you on that. And I know Limp Bizkit, like we're trying to take him out on a US tour as well. Did that happen? Or is it being, that it was announced, wasn't it?
Yeah, it got announced and then I think it fell apart.
But what a band. What a band. I'm really excited to see what happens next for them. And, you know, hopefully the virus can fuck off so they can come to the UK and we can watch them shred our faces off live.
Oh, yeah, I think they'll be headlining. They've got to be headlining in academies anytime soon, I think. That's going to be, you know, 2,000 capacities at least, if not bigger. So, yes, what a fucking year, I think, for Spirit Box. Congratulations. 5 stars from Sean Smith of Sapnin Podcast.
Nice.
Right there, Morgan. Tell me your number 5 album.
Right. So, this is really hard because I listened to a lot of music over the year.
You liar. You went deaf in January. This is all lip reading. Exactly, yeah. This is why we're going to do it over camera, so you can lip read. No, carry on.
Oh, number 5. That's right. Number 5 for me, I have picked As Everything Unfolds with Within Each Lies the Other. So obviously, Charlie's being on the podcast, and they're quite a new band to a lot of people. They've been around for a while with different EPs and stuff, but they took down everything on their platforms prior to putting this record out. And I think they're probably one of my top recommendations as like breakthrough artists of the year. I think they've blown a lot of people away. We got to see them perform at Download Pilot, and I was really impressed with just like their live presence and how the her vocals are live and just the overall vibe. I think it's really, really cool. They've done some great stuff, and it's nice to see a band like that having all these opportunities come for the first time and just enjoying it and making every moment count and not trying to play it too cool. They're just there. They deserve the success, and I'm glad that they're appreciating it the way they are. But yeah, the album's great. From the inside, just it stays in your head forever. And I love a melody, right? I love a good melody and a hook and something that separates both heavy elements in music and I can sing along to. I can sing along to in the shower, basically. And I think this has all of that. It has moments where I want to headbang and properly have a breakdown. And then there's other bits where I want to dance in a poppy kind of way to some of the melodies. And yeah, I'm really excited for everything coming next with them. And if you haven't checked them out, I very much, very much recommend As Everything Unfolds should be in your ears.
Sapnin, this is Charlie from As Everything Unfolds, and my top 3 albums of this year, this is quite hard, especially to pick like just 3. In no particular order, it's got to be Holding Absence, The Greatest Mistake of My Life. Sad Looks Pretty on Me by Rivals and Don't You Feel Amazing by Trash Boat. They're all amazing albums.
Sadman!
They also played the Heavy Music Awards, didn't they? I'm sure they smashed that.
They did. They opened it up.
Yeah. I know you might have forgotten that because you were crying all night after we became number one losers of the award for best podcast.
I know.
Sorry to remind you. This is meant to be, top moments of 2021.
This is
meant to be
a trophy, Sean, okay?
Most crushing moments of 2021.
Reminding me, though, when we did lose, you did film me on the balcony, like putting my arms over the balcony, just wondering.
Yeah. To be honest, I knew we hadn't won from the moment we walked into the venue and they went, just go upstairs. And I was like, but if we've won, they're going to need to know where we are to get us to the stage.
Well,
and they were like,
I know. When they said to us,
oh, sit anywhere. I was dog piss.
Probably. But we had a nice photo together. And it was a nice.
Do you know what, man? It was definitely worth a 360-mile round trip of me driving because we had a nice photo together. Fucking class. You maniac.
I enjoyed it anyway, but...
Good. You had your fun, and that's all that mattered.
Literally. But as everything unfolds, you've enjoyed them as well.
Yes, I have. They're absolutely fantastic musicians, making great music, and they are absolutely lovely, good eggs. Beautiful people. Not the song by the...
Cancelled
horrible
person.
Horrible goth who turned out to be exactly what we all thought he was.
On that note, number four, please, Sean.
Yes. Well, number four. Now, this was a difficult one for me because I had my top three naturally. So when I was thinking of a fourth, I had to think of an album that has grown on me, I think. Well, not I think. I know it has grown on me. Because the first time I heard it, I heard people talking about it and I was like, oh, they've hyped this up. And I listened to it and I was like, do I really like it as much as everyone's banging on about? And then I give it a good couple of listens and I am in. Number four for Sean Smith's top five albums of 2021, I have gone for Glow On by Turnstile.
Ooh. Now, I know, you weren't too convinced on first listen.
I was not, no. And this is one of those things where it goes to show, give it another go, you might like it. Which is how I deal with my sex life as well. But this album came out and I saw Jason Perry saying how much he loved it, which means I had to check it out. And then, for a little while, it just wasn't sitting right. I think it was a mixture of everybody hyping it up so much and me being the goth that I am going, I don't like everything everybody else likes. Because, at first I was like, oh, it's just like an hardcore band and now they got Gene's Addiction-y bits. But, it's been such a grower. I've loved it and I love to see it. They played on TV, on live on American TV the other day and fucking smashed it.
Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Yes, that's the one, And, everybody should check out Glow On by Turnstile and let me know your thoughts. See if they're the same, see if you get the same thought as me. See if you go like, right, I'll show it at first and then listen to it again and go, oh, no, this is really good.
And they are, fingers crossed if it goes ahead, be performing at 2000 Trees 2022, co-headling with Thrice. So that's going to be a hell of an experience. But I've seen a lot of people showing, gushing their love for Turnstile. Literally. It's the amount of tweets I've seen about Turnstile. So, interesting. It's interesting that it's reached you.
Yes. I just wasn't sure at first. I was like, is it just, I get it, they're hardcore punk kids. Yeah. Ooh, they've used some updated recording techniques and sounds or whatever. But then, as I went back and gave it, I think about the third time I listened to it, I was like, oh no, I do really, really like this. This is mad. And I haven't had that for a record for a while, I think. When did I have that last where I was like, I'm not sure about this, and then I ended up falling in love with it?
It might have been the Colouring Book EP by Glassjaw, which I wasn't fussed on at first, and then ended up really, really enjoying. But yes, good album. Turnstile, Glow On. Check it out. If you haven't by now, where have you been? You've been living under a rock, but you're welcome. Check it out.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Morgan Richards.
Yes.
Morgan Hugh Gargantuan Richards. That is your full name.
Okay, you're going full title.
Give me your number four album of 2021.
Wow. Right. So this one, I wouldn't say it was a grower on me as well, because I was really excited by the singles. But when the whole album came out, I've kind of listened to it nonstop, especially while working and traveling and stuff. And that would be Angels and Airwaves with Life Forms. Now, obviously, yes, we all know I love the Blink-182s. I love the old, I really enjoy the old material, and Tom DeLonge's voice has been a little bit of a meme in it in the pop punk community, and people being like, "Where are you?" and yeah, and all
the
that.
The man cannot pronounce head correct.
No. But like, honestly, Angels and Airwaves has always been a little bit more kind of matured, kind of serious, and he's exploring lyrical content to do with aliens. Would you believe Tom DeLonge likes aliens? Breaking news. Who knew? And just kind of like larger than life experiences. And with Life Forms, I feel like he's done that tenfold, and it's the first record they've put out in almost 7 years, and they haven't missed the beat.
And I
feel now Angels and Airwaves has kind of become a super group, because obviously you've got Tom and David, but on drums, Elan Rubin, who is drummed for some fucking mad bands from Nine Inch Nails to Paramore, Lost Prophets, everyone under the sun. And then Matt.
Phoenix TX. He used to play drums for Phoenix TX for a bit, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's got a hell of a resume. And of course, our very good friend and lovely human being, Matt Rabano, is the latest joinee on bass. We did an episode with him, episode 144. Yes, my favorite band.
Let me say something about that episode we did with Matt Rabano. We had a good conversation about Matt Rabano's previous work, which includes being on a Lauryn Hill song, being on a song by Shaquille O'Neal, being in Taking Back Sunday, being in Angels and Airwaves. But there was a moment back in that chat, if you go back and have a listen, where he talks about Tom either having in his possession or seeing in the flesh a bit of alien craft, right? And as those words come out of his mouth, all I can think to myself is, either he's going to ask us to take this bit out, or Tom DeLonge's house is going to get raided, and then that's on us. And the fact that I haven't heard of Tom DeLonge getting raided means the FBI haven't found that episode just yet. But I've got to say, it's a great album, Life Forms, and Matt Rabano was a fantastic, fantastic guest, and I'm hoping we can have Tom on in the new year. That would be nice. I'd like to have Elan on, but I'd imagine he fucking hates me. So,
hey, it made good content nonetheless, but like...
It's going to be 5 minutes of him going, you haven't got a fucking clue what you're talking about. I can play every instrument in the world. You can't do nothing. Shut up and stop talking to me, you prick.
That's and right, people man. Wouldn't want to listen to that.
Yeah, that is true. People do enjoy me being miserable, so...
It's a thought. But yeah, I think Matt Rubano's input on it, because I do believe he's had a lot. He worked on majority of the songs, maybe not all of them, because they did start the record before he joined the band, if I am correct. But what a bassist though. Like, we were lucky enough. I remember Slam Dunk 2019, right? It's the first one we did as a podcast together, and we were lucky enough to have all access passes, and we went side of the stage to watch Glassjaw, didn't we? And Matt Rubano was playing for Glassjaw, and like he was just in front of us playing the most ridiculous notes. He's just such a good bassist, in my top two up there with Stuart Richardson of Lost Prophets. And yeah, this record, it makes you feel stuff, makes you want to dance, makes you really think. There's some really great lyrical content there as well. I think it's some of Tom DeLonge's best work. And the fact that he's in a band with Matt Rubano and Elan Rubin, for me, is just like, oof. Dream band. So, Angels and Airways Lifeforms, this is one of my favorites of 2021.
Well, do you know what? I don't know how I missed that. But yes, good call. Good call, Morgan.
So this is going to be interesting now, because number three on your list and mine, I think, are the same.
Ooh. Well, I tell you what, how about, if you're listening right now, have a guess what our top three albums are right now before we go into them at SappeningPod on Twitter and Instagram. Let us know what you think our top three albums are, because Morgan thinks it. Number three is going to be the same, and you never know. Maybe it is. My number three album of 2021 goes out to Wales's Finest, Holding Absence, for the greatest mistake of my life.
Snap.
Ah. Who'd have thunk it? Yeah, what a fucking album. I remember Scott sent me some early demos of songs or whatever to check out, and I was fucking absolutely chuffed for them. And they've created this record which sees all sides of Holding Absence, from the lightest light bits to the heaviest. I know that every band says that, but literally to the heaviest they've ever been. And I just think them and Dan Weller did such an amazing job on this record.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like a proud dad, even though I have no right to be whatsoever, because I had no involvement whatsoever.
Well, apparently on Wikipedia, I think it's on Holding Absence official page, because someone shared this in our Patreon, but apparently it does say that you are Lucas's father on their Wikipedia. And as you know, everything on the internet is completely true. So
yeah, that is true. I've just realized that makes me Darth Vader of Welsh music.
Oh, there's a visual concept there.
Lucas, I am your father. Well, it'd actually be in Welsh. Be, Lucas, alright? I'm your fucking dad, but. But yes, back to the album, because that's more important. Yes, The Greatest Mistake of My Life by Holding Absence is fucking great. If you haven't heard it, wait till the end of this podcast now, because you've already just stopped it to message us to tell us what our top three is. And then go and check out these albums, because what an album by a wonderful, wonderful bunch of human beings.
It's really nice to see how far they've come, because like, obviously, I'm from Cardiff. We're around the same age. And when I was working in radio, we used to be around the same gigs and same friends and that for a while. And it was nice to see with their former band, Fallen With Style. I always thought they would make it as kind of like the next massive Welsh band, and it didn't they kind of disbanded after a lot of momentum. But to see Scott Lucas just kind of go full mental with everything lately, they honestly do deserve or the success they're getting. And it's nice to see that they're putting Wales on the map as well with a lot of things. I know they're blasting to get out to America. They've had so many tries to go over there with problems and whatnot. They do have a tour scheduled. Fingers crossed somehow that happens. But yeah, like, you know, we spoke to Lucas, the Download Pilot, just after he came up off stage. And obviously that was the first
time.
And like first time they got to play the majority of these tracks to a live audience, and being in that tent full of people craving live music again, they knew every word, they were crying, they were shouting. And just the fact that everyone screamed "I'm alive" at him was, you know, just phenomenal, just a phenomenal band. And yeah, got to see him at Slam Dunk as well in Hatfield, which was a very special moment. And yeah, I just think like they've done this perfectly, even in the image change and the clothing and getting rid of the black and white. Lucas's sister features on the album as well. They have a little duet together. Yeah, it's just wholesome content, isn't it, with Holden Absence?
Yes, yes. What an album. What a live band. I feel really sorry for them that they didn't get to finish the final tour of the year with Creeper and Wargasm. But turns out Lucas has got his dad's luck, haven't he? So
You do have that luck.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that, Lucas. I didn't mean to pass it down to you. But I didn't know you'd get it. And also, I didn't know that you are actually my son. So, yes, number three for me and you was The Greatest Mistake of My Life by Holden Absence.
Yes.
So now, I guess we swap now. What is your top? What is your top third out? No. What's your number two album of 2021?
We're doing this now. Are we all right? Okay, fine. So my second favorite album of the year is by the emo icons that are Hawthorne Heights with "The Rain Just Follows Me." With this album, I mean, when a band has gone as long as Hawthorne Heights have, normally when a band releases an album like this, you know, it's like, you know, the 10th album, whatever, it's good, but it's not as good as some of the classics. Oh, but you always have people online going, "Oh, the second record's better, and I wish they played their debut to celebrate its 20th anniversary." I don't know why they're a 50-year-old man who smoked really heavily. But you kind of go like, "Eh, it's all right. Old material's better." But I think this is some of the best music they've ever written. I love Hawthorne Heights. You know, those early albums are such an important part to me. They've helped me through kind of just moments where I've cried and being depressed and all that. But yeah, The Rain That Just Follows Me, I wasn't expecting it to be this good, and it's blown my mind. And to be honest, I haven't seen that much love for it in other publications or magazines or anything like that online, and I just don't understand why. It's if you like your emo music, anything a little post-hardcore with good vocals and screaming and lovely guitar sound, like, go and check this album out. And they have three amazing guest spots on the record as well. They've got Brendan Murphy, who does an excellent job on the opening track, Constant Dread. Anthony of Bayside makes a great appearance, and another one of my favorite poppy punk emo-y bands front men, William Ryan Key, is on the record too. I think they've done great job with that, combining all those bands together. Yeah, just really, really enjoyed it. You know, I don't know if it was the element of surprise. I don't know why I would be surprised. I love every Hawthorne Heights material they've done. We had a great time speaking to them a couple of years ago on the podcast as well, especially getting to some insights into their backstory. But yeah, just wanted to share some love for this, because I don't know why, but I haven't seen that many people, as I think should, share about it. So massive love to Hawthorne Heights. Thank you for the music and constantly being emo superstars.
Now, you come to mention it. Yeah, I haven't seen it being... It's a great album, but I haven't seen it... Yeah, it mentioned in people's lists or... That's strange. And the fact that I overlooked it as well. And I think that might be because it hasn't been pushed in our faces to the point with some of these records have as well. Like Turnstile. Like, I like that old Hawthorne Heights record, but that Turnstile took me a couple of goes. But it took me a couple of goes because everybody was going on about it so much.
Yeah.
That's really strange.
Yeah, I don't know if it's, it hasn't been out for that long, but I think it has really captured me these last few months. But yeah, maybe it's like a recency bias thing because it's out now. People maybe, it's going to takes longer for people to connect. I don't know, but yeah, I love Hawthorne Heights. And
yeah,
I know I know a lot of our listeners do as well. I know that episode was really well received and I'd love them back on, but well done. Well done to Hawthorne Heights. And thank you for continuing to make great music and yeah, emo superstars. And I really want a Hawthorne Heights shirt. So I hope someone bought one.
Oh, he's on black. For Christmas. I see. I get it. I see where they're number two now.
Well, my
open to black
in January.
Yeah. No. Hell. Jesus. Ailey Connolly. No, it's Ailey Connolly. You hear that? You hear that? Fucking hell. Unbelievable. But yes, well done, Hawthorne Heights. They are Morgan Richards' number two album of 2021. Morgan,
no.
What's my number two, I hear you ask?
Oh, yes, I was literally going to ask you the very same question.
Well, luckily, I've sussed out how countdowns work.
Really? That's so, yep. We're good. We're good with numbers from 5 to 1 as well, I reckon. But go on then. Tell me your second favourite album of 2021.
Oh, my second favourite album of 2021 came out, I think it was October, maybe November. And still made it to number two in my list. And that album is Every Time I Die, Radical. Which is the absolute perfect name for this album. Because it is exactly that. How the fuck, right? Every Time I Die, I've managed to be going for 20 years solidly. And make one of the best records, if not the best record, their last album. That's nuts. I can't think of another band, right, who's probably been going that long, whose last record might have been their best record.
Well, that's the thing. With their previous album, Low Teens, they toured off that for so long because that was their best record they've made. And it seems that every time, as they go on, they get better. And I don't understand how they found the magic formula for that because Radical, yeah, they've topped themselves again. It's just chaos. It's insane. And it just captures everything you'd expect from an Every Time I Die record. And then even more some. Like, there's just, I can imagine you listening to that thinking, I want to be in that pit now.
Yeah. That seems to be my feelings for everything Every Time I Die do. Unfortunately, they had that little bit of trouble towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
Which was a bit weird. Almost, I feel like it might have been a work. I almost feel like there's some sort of wrestling story going behind you. Did they need to pull out of those shows so they sold more tickets to Tis the Season? I don't know. But yeah, something weird happened towards the end of the year with them. I hope they sort it out because I would love to see them over here doing that record, doing any record. I just love to see them over here, to be honest. But yes, Radical by Every Time I Die is fantastic. All the songs they released as singles off here have been thumpers. And if you like your spazzy, crazy rock, metal, bluesy type stuff, this is the album for you. If you haven't heard it, please, please go and check it out. My number two of 2021 was Radical by Every Time I Die.
Also, shout out to Andy for being the wrestling megastar he is now with AEW. Because it's funny to me when you watch him wrestle and then the commentary is like Jim Ross trying to talk about Every Time I Die. And you're like, wait, what? Like, no, come on, man. You and your barbecue sauce.
he's the man that shouted, they've broken him in half when Mankind got thrown off a cage into a table.
And now he's talking about Every Time I Die. And you're like, what?
It's bonkers, isn't it? It's fucking bonkers. But yeah, well done to Andy. And the Every Time I Dies, you win Sean's number two of 2021.
Hello, chaps. Happy Christmas, New Year, end of 21, etc., etc., etc. Here are three things that have pissed me right off this year. Number three is people using the phrase very unique or extremely unique. It's either unique or it's not unique. How unique is it? There's one of them. That's what that means. So there's that one. Unique or not unique. Can't be very unique or a bit unique. It's unique or it isn't. Number two was 2021 was the year where advert people decided that rather than take 20 seconds to annoy me, they could easily do it in five, and they really stepped up their game. So honourable mention goes to all of the people from Heil. I think that's how it's pronounced. It's some sort of food thing. It's called Heil. And every single person in there, awful, awful. Special shout out to the guy who thinks that macaroni and cheese is a dream come true. I mean, absolutely up your ambition game, fella. That's pathetic. But particularly goes to the advert that's for some kind of thing on YouTube that I saw. And it starts like this. Okay, so what the hell is AirUp? Now, I realise that I've just done a bit of free marketing for AirUp, and I don't want to do that at all. So that makes me angry. But don't start with okay and what the hell like I asked you what it is. I didn't, did I? So fuck off about that. So that's number two. And number one, taking the championship spot once again, is everything else. Merry Christmas. Something
podcast! Morgan, give us your number one album.
Well, many people will know that I do love a lot of bands. But there's one band that for some reason over recent years, I've taken my heart completely and I just feel a different connection with them.
So Screwdriver.
So my favorite album of 2021 has been XOXO from Love and Anxiety in Real Time from a band called The Main.
Well, I bloody never. I wasn't expecting that.
Where do I start? Like, they released the single Sticky and I knew straight away this was going to be another great album. And like, I know we've just talked about bands getting better with age, but it's weird for me because with The Main, I was aware and I enjoyed a lot of their early stuff, but I wasn't really a fan. It was just kind of like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I saw them support Death of Honor way back in the day, and you know, they've done loads of big tours and stuff, and like, they weren't really on my radar as much. But a few years ago, they released an album called American Candy, and I really got into it. And then the two albums they've released after that, and then this now, they've become one of my favorite bands. And I don't know what it is, but I listen to that music. I just feel like a connection. I feel happy. I feel safe. They've really helped my head get around a lot of weird situations. And then this album has done that as well. 2021's been strange, just being full of some ups and downs in my personal life, but The Main have always been there. I got to see them play this year as well in Manchester, and it was a lovely, lovely time. John is the former guest of Sapling Podcast, so you should go and check that out. Really nice in-depth chat about his musical mind and just how he works. And yeah, they're a real big community band as well. You know, there's loads of people who have the same love, and it's weird because I just can't compare them to a different band. And yeah, they do a festival every year in Arizona that I'd love to go to one day, but real big love for The Main. And this new record, XOXO from Love and Anxiety in Real Time, came out at probably a time I needed it. So thank you, The Main. Much good. Love.
Great. Yeah. Well, do you know what? I wasn't expecting that as your number one either. Ooh. So what a lovely, lovely bunch of people The Main are. And yeah, I'm glad that, I'm glad it could help you. And yeah, you enjoy it and you love it. I was not expecting it. I was not expecting it. I'll be honest.
So there we are. We're full of surprises, but
yes, we are.
Speaking of surprises, this isn't a surprise to anyone, surely. I think everyone who's ever paid attention to anything you've ever posted online this year should know the answer to the burning question on everyone's lips. Sean, what's your favorite album of this year?
See, I think what you've done there is you've led that up. And a lot of people are going to think that I've chosen Limp Bizkit Still Sucks as number one.
Oh, is it like I knew what I was doing?
No. Number one. Number one on Sean Smith's best of 2021 list is the musical comedy of Bo Burnham and his album Inside, taken from the Netflix special Inside. What a fucking album. So, yes, in, I think it might have been mid or early to mid 2021, Bo Burnham, the comedic musician, famous for his YouTube shenanigans and songs and stuff like that, brought out a comedy special on Netflix called Inside, which is about him being trapped inside, trying to make a comedy special during the early stages of the pandemic. So basically, he thought it was going to take him like 3 months to write a record and shoot the videos and stuff, and it ended up taking him a year. If you just watch the special, it's amazing, but the songs stand out on their own, and you can listen. I have literally listened to Inside, the songs, more than any other album this year. Fact. Yeah, the ups and downs of it all, and I didn't realize I needed this album because it literally made me feel like, oh, you're not alone in this. This is, yeah, other people are going through, even musical geniuses are going through this, Sean. So, yeah, it was a very important album for me. I think he's absolutely smashed it. I bought a t-shirt online the other day off him for 35 quid. I hope it turns up. I'd imagine he's probably not going to. But yes, I fucking love this album. The special and the album is so good. As soon as I finished it, the first thing I did was I went on Instagram and I DM'd him, hoping that he was okay, telling him how much this album meant to me. I don't think he's ever seen it, but I just feel like I had to let him know that it was an absolute work of genius. And if you haven't checked it out, check it out. Listen to all the songs individually. There might be some you don't like. There might be some you absolutely love. I found myself crying watching the special for the first time. And yeah, it was great. It's fantastic. Sean's number one of 2021. I'd love him on the podcast, but I got a feeling he would absolutely hate my personality. Number one for me is Bo Burnham with Inside.
In all the years I've known you, I don't think I've seen you as obsessed with anything as much as this record. It's really hit home for you. You've told everyone who will listen to you.
Anyone
you've been in contact with since this has come out, you have told them to go and check it out, and it will change your life. White Woman's Instagram is a hell of a song. But I think that sums it up personally as well, because that song is a little bit funny. It makes you think, oh, and then gets so serious in the middle. Watch the video. Makes me want, like, all that bit, because it makes me want to cry.
But that's the thing,
but
with all the videos as well, like, the fucking skill. So he basically shot, for people who don't know, he shot the whole special himself, just him and two cameras, and he edited it all himself, and he lit it all himself. And when you watch it, it's absolutely fantastic what he's accomplished, and the depth and the talent. And it was like Grammy nominated. I think it was Oscar nominated. It might have even have won a Grammy. I know it won something not long ago, but it deserves the fucking world. And I'm glad he's alive. And he has a song called Funny Feeling, which Phoebe Bridgers also covered, which is a fantastic take on that. And I saw a video of him not long ago in LA watching her play that Funny Feeling to an arena full of people. And then it cuts to Bo Burnham, and he's there smiling. So just to see Bo Burnham smiling made me Christmas happy. So, Bo, I know you never listen to this podcast because you hate my guts, but I love you. I'm glad you're alive. Thank you for being alive. You're a superstar.
Yes. Wow. And speaking of shirts with them as well, you did buy a Dollskin shirt because they had the knockoff.
Correct.
Of it. Which you were, yes. Like, I have to have that straight away.
Yeah, I do have to. Yeah, so it's cost me at least 60 quid in merchandise so far.
Fuck
so,
you but, know.
If you want to cash app me at Sean Smith Sucks, that'll be fan bloody tastic. But yeah, I think we should do like an honorable mentions section because there's loads of bands that we've left out here and I've written down when trying to work out my top fives.
Well, no, I think that I agree. I thought we should do something like this because there's so much good music has come out and it's hard for us to make a list like that. I was debating whether we go top 10, but we'd be here for fucking ages. And
For me to work that out, I would have literally had an aneurysm.
Literally, I don't blame you. But ones I think both of us have shouted out and shared the love for this year have been Yumi at 6 with Sucker Punch. That good track, Glasgow Mind. Oh my God, that is good. It's nice to see the boys happy and writing some of the best music they've ever produced. While She Sleeps with Sleep Society, the hardest working band on the planet.
Shout out to Sleep Token. They've had a fantastic year. They have had a fantastic year. Again, you mentioned Electric Century earlier, Mikey Way. Dave Dibiak and Mikey Way with Electric Century. That was a fantastic record. And the comic looks cool.
There's Preston Miko, our very good friends as well, with yes. Transmute. That is that was hard for me not to put in the list as well because I think they have outdone themselves and worked very hard on that record, and our good friend Machine, the producer, worked on it, and they recorded it in a fucking castle during lockdown in the UK as well. There's a whole podcast about that from us, so go and check that out. And
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Architects because that was very much teetering in my top five. I had to literally have a word with myself about whether it'd be Architects or Spirit Box, and I went with Spirit Box. But the Architects album's fantastic. Shout out to Florence Black, some boys from Merthyr who put out a fantastic rock metal album, which is great.
Yeah, and there's a Thrice with Horizons East, band you and I absolutely love. And another band you and I absolutely love is AFI with Bodies. Oosh.
What?
I love that, yes. I love that album so much. I made you take a photo of me in front of the advert for it at one of the festivals.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Also, we got a shout out to one of this year's guests, Simon Neil from Biffy Clyro. Biffy Clyro put out a fantastic record this year. Also, shout out to Gojira, the French four-piece metal band. I don't know why you're laughing. They're fucking fantastic.
It's just shout out to Gojira. I just wasn't expecting that. Yeah. So it's just a funny sentence to me.
A big shout out going out to the boys in Gojira here tonight. Let's go!
But so much good music, and also really enjoyed.
It's not over yet. It's not over yet. I haven't finished.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because
Mark Andrews here from Professional Wrestling Mediocrity, and I'm about to tell you my top three albums of 2021. And let's get started with Amazing Things by Don Broco, mainly for Manchester Super Reds number one fans. Absolute banger of a song, but an absolute banger of an album as well. Second on the list then, we got Gami Gang by Origami Angel. Absolute top-notch album right there. Absolute, just full of bangers from the start all the way to the end. And then I'm going to finish it off, maybe keeping the best till last, with Holding Absence. Greatest mistake of my life. What an absolute banger of an album. Yet again, it's been a good year for music. And those are my top three releases.
You're listening to Sammy Bogus! I was going to say Bullet for My Valentine, Don Broco, yes. Bear Tooth, all ones but that.
Just fucking shouting them out now, are you? All right, then. I'm going to start doing that. Shout out to Bring Me Horizon. Die For You was a fantastic single this year. The Limp Bizkit album still sucks. Was good? Question mark? I think the Limp Bizkit album was very, very good. Didn't make my top five or... because of Fred's use of the word bitch too much. But also shout out to Creeper for American Noir. That was a good record and what a performance. And also friend of the podcast, Matt Cutchell. Didn't think of that, did you? You fucking swatty bastard. Yes. So yes, Matt Cutchell, who obviously does Emo's Not Dead, as well as being an online comedian with millions of followers, who's an absolute sweetheart. Also, check out his band, Your Broken Hero, as well, which is kind of like a piss-take emo band that's serious, that I think could probably do quite well. We very much enjoyed having him on. Yes, do we have any shout-outs for 2022? Records you're looking forward to? I can think of two now off the top of my head.
Well, two other albums this year I enjoyed was Hayley Williams. Nice. She's done a lot of stuff. And if she wants to come on the podcast at any point...
I'd allow it.
If you want to come on, Hayley, yes. I might cry.
But do you know what, Emog?
What?
Seem as you're allowing her, I will also allow her. So listen to that, Hayley. I know you fucking absolutely adore us, right? I know your press team has been nagging us to get you on, right? Do you know what? Now that we've had this Christmassy... New Year, we got this love, we got this vibe in us, right? We've been talking about our favourite things. Do you know what? We let you come on the podcast.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Also, shout out to Paul from Death Blooms with their debut album, Life is Pain. You've enjoyed that a lot as well. And just quickly, I wanted to say that I'm looking forward to the new Avril Lavigne album next year. Also, a band that I was never really into, but I've gotten into as of late, is Real Friends. They've changed their vocalist and then they put out a single called Nervous Wreck. And I must have had that on repeat for so long. It's an absolute banger. Like, honestly, if you're into pop punk music or not, and you just like, if you just want something to vibe to, check out Real Friends Nervous Wreck, because I don't want to say change my life, but God, I needed that track when it came out. I'll tell you that. State Champs, our good friends, put out a cover of Fall Out Boy's Chicago Is So 2 years ago, and I don't want to say it's better than the original, but it might be. So sorry, Peter and Pete. But also, one last thing I want to make sure I mention is Justin Courtney Pierre of Motion City Soundtrack. Now, he's released three EPs this year. I've loved Motion City. They're probably up there with one of my favorite bands. And I've listened to them a lot more, just in general. But these three EPs I've really enjoyed. There's a track called Get Out of the Woods that is just so good. And I always wanted to sit down and have a conversation with him. And we were lucky enough to do that this year on the podcast. And I think we made a friend there. He follows us on all our social media platforms, both personally and with the podcast. And I hope that when they come over for Slam Dunk, fingers crossed, that we get another chat. And he did say eventually about wanting to do a podcast about Transformers, which I think we should probably take him up on that, because no one would expect us to actually do it. And it would be very interesting. So much love there. I mean, we could go on for ages to talk about bands. But there's one band, Sean, that we you have to talk about, because they were very busy this year. What are they called? They're called Raiders. Raiders Band right, yeah. UK.
Yeah, for anybody who doesn't know, I started a new band a couple of years ago called Raiders, which you can find at Raiders Band UK on all the socials. That's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. On Spotify and all streaming services, if you look for Raiders UK, check it out, please. Because not many people have, and I'd like it if more people did. Sad, isn't it? We did that. But something I want to say for albums I'm looking forward to for 2022. A Def Havana record? You're the way I said that with a question mark? That's because, I might have been lucky enough to have viewed some snippets of the album already, and it's fan-bloody-tastic. Also, the Underoath record, I think it's called Voyeurist. It is called Voyeurist. We spoke to Spencer a couple of weeks back. And that is absolutely bloody crushing. So, yes, I'm looking forward to them in 2022. Morgan, do you have any releases in 2022 that you are looking forward to?
Yeah, that Underoath record is insane. I'm really glad we got an early listen to that. And as I said, Avril Lavigne, that's a big one. I know Travis Barker is all over that. To be fair, what's mad? We've mentioned all these best of things. Travis Barker's won on everything this year. We haven't mentioned anything about that.
Thank fuck for that.
also, my good friends...
How mad is it that none of our albums feature Travis Barker when you think they would, because he was literally on anybody's record who would have him this year?
Oh, I feel sorry for every other drummer that's not Travis Barker in 2021. Also, shout out to our friends in As It Is, because they've been through some lineup changes. Their single, I Don't Give a Fuck, is incredible. And their new album is coming out very soon. Also, Simple Plan are going to be putting out a record, and that's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah. Also, shout out to Hot Milk, who had a good 2021, who are probably going to have a better 2022 when they hopefully tour with the Foo Fighters. Again, Doom's Children by Wade McNeil from Alexis on Fire was a very different, almost psychedelic, folky album, which was awesome, which I very, very, very much enjoyed. So,
This bit, do you know what? Good year for music, innit? Twin Atlantic have got a new album coming out in January as well. Shout out to that.
Yes, they do.
We could be here for ages just saying like all these bands and stuff. But I think in general, for music, for the alternative scene, it's been a good one. And I'm really looking forward to 2022, really, and just everything that's happened. But before we wrap this up, Sean, is there any other moments from this year that you're kind of proud or just chuffed about, or just kind of glad that we've got to do, either with the podcast or with Raiders? I know probably doing that video, actually filming your first official video, must have been a big thing. But like, yeah, is there anything like that for you?
Recording our video for Animal was an experience. It was very good. It was also Ryan, our bassist's first time doing a music video, which was, I always forget about these things. Like, I'm like, oh, it's just a music, you know, oh, we just do this. And I completely forgot it's his first time. Like, so, it's been a fucking mental year. It's been a mad year. Again, thankful to everybody who's part of the Patreon, to everybody who listens, to everybody who shared it. Honestly, sharing the podcast means so much to us. And it helps us more than you know. So if you've shared it this year, thank you very much. If you haven't, you're a shit. But yeah, it's been a year full of ups and downs, and I hope 2022 is better for everyone. Gotta be, haven't it?
You think so?
We'll see. But yeah, again, it's been a fantastic year for music, 2021. And maybe it wouldn't have been a fantastic year for music if we didn't have the shitty 2020 and ultimately shitty 2021 as well. So
yeah, I mean, there's good that comes out of the bad, I guess. And I think especially emo music's a good example with that, with all the angst. But it's been full of ups and downs. But as we look now to 2022, is there any? Do you have any personal New Year's resolutions or anything that you'd like us to try and do on the podcast. I've enjoyed that we've taken the time to do something different like this.
But you know what? Will the listeners? That's the bloody question.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
I look forward to all... four people listen to this one. We're like, oh, that's mad. Now you've gone from thousands to four. New Year's resolution to try and somehow be more positive. I said that with a very questioning tone.
You did.
Because
that wasn't,
I'm not sure if it's possible. So, I don't know. The other day, my mother told me she wanted to start going to the gym again. So I was like, do you know what? Oh, God, I'm going to say. I even went, do you know what? I might start going to the gym with you. Which I think is a lie to both me and that I told.
This is when we do this again next year and you're buff as fuck and you're like,
hey, what's going on? Stop there. This week's guest is my powerlifting friend, Greg Arms.
I couldn't think of a powerlifting
Greg Arms. Greg, fucking generic Greg wrestling Arms. Name, Greg Arms.
Clive Strong.
Oh, that's good. You're going to try and be positive, though.
It's not going to happen,
Jan need to do a Instagram video at the gym together. That needs to be a series, I reckon.
Well, plus we'll have it on a podcast. Plus we'll run out of guests next year, which is... I'm surprised it hasn't happened so far that we've run out of guests. And we're not doing this because we've run out of guests. We've got other guests in the bank, but we're doing this just as a new year, something different.
There's mystery guests on this. They've listened to some mystery guests on this throughout.
You definitely have. I hope they got back to us in time.
Oh, it's funny. But my resolutions, there's a few things in my personal life I want to work on. I haven't talked about this, but I have been to therapy lately.
Is that going well?
Yeah, it's been an eye-opener to a lot of things. So I'm just trying to work on some personal things, especially with stress and workloads and whatnot. A weird thing about me, I used to drink tea all the time. There's not a I used to drink no relation to the sentences before, right? But this is just
look out,
just,
everyone. There's a massive rock and roll moment coming up. Go on, Morg.
I used fucking to drink brilliant. Cups. I'm a straight edge, I guess. Like I don't.
You haven't been a tea ab, have you?
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, I had to do it for once. I'm sorry about that. I had to do it for once.
Basically, I used to drink cups for years. I've always drank cups of tea. I probably have multiple a day with way too many
sugars.
Get
to the end of this fucking story about tea.
I haven't had a cup of tea since September. And this weirdest wild...
Do you remember when we celebrated James from Deaf Havana being sober for 7 months, right? Yeah. I was genuinely worried about him, and I'm absolutely fucking chuffed that he stuck to it and he no longer needs drink. And then you come along with this fucking rock and roll moment. I haven't had a cup of tea since I can't even say the sentence. It's so fucking damn.
If you knew how many cups of teas I would consume in a week, you would be proud of me. So
yeah, but the thing is, right? I've known you for a couple of years now, right?
Yeah.
Never once have I gone. Well, number one, I don't think I've ever seen you drink a cup of tea. So I've never got to the point where I've gone, I think you got a bit of a problem for tea, Bear. I've never once thought, I wish he'd calm down on our fucking PG tips. He's going to fucking OD on tea. He's going to OD. Oh, that's brilliant. So you're going to carry that on, are you, in 2022? No
tea for me is the...
Tea free
2020.
I got an idea. Graphic designers who listen to this, there's got to be at least one of you. Do us a fucking t-shirt. Do us a fucking solid and come up with a t-shirt design that says tea free since... Oh, see, if you waited till 2023, right, you could have had tea free since 2023.
That
get back
good.
On a tea. Get back on a tea.
Quickly, I might finally get my graduation next year. open.
Why? That's been 2 years fucking coming now, hasn't it?
I haven't had my graduation. I got my degree, I haven't had my graduation, so I'm hoping that happens.
Are you going to cap and gown?
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, is it? What are you going after? Going out for a fucking couple of fucking jars of tea, is it?
No, hot chocolate instead. I've matured.
What do you mean you matured? No, you don't go from tea to hot chocolate and say mature.
That's the other way.
That's immatured, if anything.
Fucking hell.
Wait, I've got to ask. What?
Okay.
What was the moment that you stopped drinking tea and why?
Do you want the really boring honest answer?
I love it. Do you know what I'd love as an answer to you to go like, all right, I just finished my ninth cup of tea, right? And I realised I was bollock naked in the middle of a motorway. And I was like, I gotta fucking stop this. I don't know what's happening. No. What? Like, what? Go on. I need to know. We all need to know.
Basically, I was after slam dunk, right? I had a little bit of a cold. I tested, though. It wasn't COVID. The menu tested, the PCR, everything. I had a bit of a cold. I had a cup of tea to warm myself up, and I didn't enjoy it because of the cold. And then I was like, it's a thing I've won for a few days. And I'm like, I wonder how long I could keep it up for. And here we are.
Well, fucking rock and roll, fucking maniac, Morgan Hugh Richards on the sub. Congratulations, Morg, for being fucking 4 months tea sober. Teetotal.
Oh, yeah, I am. Oh, that's a t-shirt.
Good Lord. Oh, fucking hell.
And lastly, obviously, we like the wrestling. And
good year for wrestling, Hawk. Very good year for
very
wrestling.
Very good year for wrestling.
Very good wrestling.
AEW in particular. CM Punk's back. Who would have fucking believed it? But I might make up one of those. I've seen a lot of wrestlers make lists of their dream matches. So I might make a list of dream podcasts we haven't done yet, and see if we can get them all for 2022 and see what happens there.
Come on, Fred Durst.
Yeah, we need Fred Durst. We need Hayley Williams. We need Daryl from Glassjaw and Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, I'd also like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jonathan Cena. I'd imagine that'd be audio only.
Because you can't see him. Yeah.
All right. On that note, check out patreon.com/sapnin. To support your boys. Also, get in touch with us at SappeningPod on Twitter and Instagram. That's at SappeningPod. Is that it, Morg? Is there any more they can do?
Well, basically, in 2022, on our Patreon, we might do more podcasts like these, talking about our top 10 or 5 certain things of a subject. Maybe our favourite vocalists, maybe our favourite songs from a specific band, whatever. If you want more content like this in particular, head over to patreon.com/sapnin, where you can choose what we're going to be talking about exclusively on there next year, and a lot more. There's bonus podcasts, there's everything you could ever want from a Patreon, and you get a wonderful community of friends involved in it as well. So that's patreon.com/sapnin. These podcasts wouldn't be able to happen without your support there. And obviously, as always, as we do every week, we'd say thank you to everyone in the description of this episode. But Sean is going to give a massive shout out to the elite names of our Sapnin Podcast Patreon community.
Sweet! Yes, as he said, we genuinely could not do this podcast without our Patreon at this point. So thank you very, very much to everyone who's ever been part of it. I've just realised when this comes out, it would have been my birthday 2 days ago. I am now officially old.
Happy birthday to
you. No, shut up.
Pembroke,
happy city. Oh, God, it gets worse. Stop. Thank you very much to these following Patreons. Thank you very much. Kylie Wheeler, Mayumi Liwoway, Janelle Caston, Amadine Urbano, Mitch Perry, Dilly Grimwood, Kelly Irwin, Kelly Young, Emma Barber, Nathan Croshaw, Paul Hirschfield, Sammy G, Tony Michael, Kat Besant, Dana Lasnova, Captain Hannibal, Murray Grimwood, Jenny Robinson. Merry Christmas, you bastards, and happy birthday, Sean. Thank you, Scott. It was 2 days ago. I'm doing this before them. Anyway, thank you very much. Amy Campion, Johnny Phillips, Mikey McDonald's, McMuffin Buns, Caroline Robinson, Chris Howard, M. Evans Roberts, Louis Cook, Martina McManus, Carl Pendlebury, Danny Eaton, James McNaught, Jenny Munster. Happy birthday, Sean. Thank you very much. Lucy Diaz, Jason Heredia, John and Emma, Emily Perry, Stuart McNaught, Becky Andy, Kelly Cannon, Adam King of the Goss Parslow, Ollie Amesbury, Josh, how did the bauble get addicted to Christmas? He was hooked on trees his whole life. Crisp, thank you very much. Alice Wood, Sappy Christmas Boys Love Katrina, Reese Bowring, Ben Evans, Kate Stevenson, Connor Lewins, Sean, when you're coming back to Decade? Again, whenever Decade will have me back. Thank you very much, Livy Cropper, last by no means least, Alexandra Pemblington. And also, thanks to everybody who gets mentioned in the description. I want to thank every single PR agent who has helped us out, every promoter who's got us into shows or had us involved. I want to shout out Slam Dunk Download Festival, 2000 Trees, and last by no means least, Morgan Richards, because this definitely wouldn't be possible without Morgan. So thank you very much to yourself. You are a star, and I can't believe we've made it a full year through this again.
Well, thank you, Sean. I really appreciate that. That was very nice. Thank you. Everyone, okay. Clip what he said. He said something nice. Clip it and put it all over the internet, please. But no, I mean, it's been wild. And like, we celebrated our third year anniversary, and the fact that we've done this 161 weeks in a row. Like, I know I say that all the time, every time the number goes up, but it's just mad to me that that's happened. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to 2022. And just thank you to everyone who supported us. If you've listened to this, I don't know how you've gotten this far, because it's just us absolutely talking bollocks, but we really appreciate it. And yeah, just thank you to everyone for the Patreon and everyone who has helped us. It means more than you know. And we promise we're going to have some mad guests for 2022. If you're listening to this on wherever you listen to this, make sure you rate it as well, because a lot more podcast apps have started, and Spotify now do a rating thing. So if you give us 5 stars, that would be great. And let us know if you've enjoyed this episode and would like us to do more things like this from time to time. But as I said, we're going to be doing a bunch more listy kind of podcasts as bonuses on our Patreon.
But also, if you haven't enjoyed this, still let us know at SupplementPod on Twitter and Instagram. Yeah, I'll take a... Boys, do us a favour and just have guests on, because you boys are fucking doing my head in. That's fine. I expect it. So, yes. That's it, Morgan.
That is it. So, Happy New Year, Sean.
Happy New Year to you, to everybody listening. I hope you all have the best 2022, unless you voted Conservative. And then I hope you have the worst. Stay safe. Again, see what I just said. For more details on that. Morgan, I love you very much. Stay safe. Don't die tonight now, New Year's Eve, because I know you're probably going to some sort of sexy rave.
Sexy rave.
In the words of Big Dog Tim Westwood, wrap it up before you slap it up, and also don't drink and drive, because you might spill your drink.
But you know, I love spilling the tea, but that's something completely different.
I'd love to have Tim Westwood on. We should, anyway. Yeah? Let's stop.
Anyway, yeah. This has gone on way too long. Happy New Year. Have a good one. Long. Thanks for listening. Sapnin! Love you very much. Sapnin!
Sapnin.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.